I think most churchgoers know about the back door. Now, we have a back door at Bethel. And it's kind of a secret exit plan sometimes. So when the service is over, I go to the back door. I like to go to the back door. But sometimes, in order to avoid the pastor, the greeting line, or maybe they have to go someplace, dinner or whatever, they sneak out the side door. We have a side door at Bethel. It's right there off to the right of the pulpit, but the back door is very important. So sometimes when the line's too long at the back door, now we haven't had that problem for a long time, but I hope and pray that we will get back to having a long line where I stand there and greet people as they go. But they could also just, if they don't want to wait, they just kind of go out the side door. It's a way of having something done that maybe is a good relief. It's a sense of relief or so, saying goodbye to the pastor and waiting in line for 15, 20 minutes. Well, like I say, we don't have that right now. At one time we did. But I am glad that people hang around after church and fellowship. But the back door kind of become a congregational meeting place one day, especially if some of the difficult topics that come up or people want to talk about my sermon and whether they agreed with it or didn't agree with it, it become very unsocial sometimes in the back. Yet, each week, without fail, at least one or two people will sneak out the back door with a sigh of relief. Well, I got something to go do, preacher, and I'm going to sneak out the back door. The back door may be a notorious place for sneaking out, but it can also set a danger precedent for those who might want to be sneaking in. If you watch any number of suspense movies, then you know this is everybody's greatest fear, someone sneaking in the back of an unlocked door, jimmying the lock, if you would, or climbing in the basement window, or any other such things as people try to hack to sneak into somebody's home. And sometimes, maybe they'll even resort to screwdrivers or bricks to enter a house rather than knocking at the front door or ringing the bell. Definitely not one of your friends or your neighbors. Now, this new phenomenon that we got with the doorbell cameras kind of can catch a lot of folks, or it can be good and you know who's at the door. Well, Jesus' first point in the scripture that I read today in 10:10, John 10:10, if someone is sneaking into the sheepfold, it's someone who wants to cause mayhem or harm to the sheep. Now, a friend of the sheep, namely their shepherd, will always enter through the front gate. Now, practical and wise as this insight is, Jesus is not telling his disciples to ensure the security of their homes or animals. This is not shepherding class 101. That's not why it is talking about. He's using the example metaphorically of the people of Israel, God's hapless sheep throughout Scripture. Now, you got to remember, Jesus is ministering to people who understand the Old Testament. The New Testament hadn't been written yet. And so they understood some of the analogies and things that he was talking about. That some of them might have been misled by some unsavory characters in the past. And even in the present. So throughout the Hebrew Scriptures and now in Jesus' time, the shepherds, the kings, the Pharisees, and other leaders have too often caused God's people harm rather than protecting them, guiding them towards God, showing them the right way to follow faithfully. They led them astray. They poisoned their living water, so to speak. And they told them untruth. They oppressed them and even entrapped them. They've left them to wander aimlessly all around. None of this is the fault of the sheep themselves, because they've been hoodwinked, if you would, by those they were taught to trust. Now, the prophet Isaiah, among many others, assured Israel that God would shepherd his aimless and unknowing people and care for them. Jesus was known as the good shepherd, that he would lay down his life for the sheep and protect them, call them, feed them, and now, hear this, lead them to find pasture. Why? Because healthy sheep can't stay entrapped in the sheepfold. Nope, a sheep's got to eat, a sheep's got to breathe, and a sheep got to go exercise those playful limbs of the sheep. Now, sheep need to come in for protection at night, to sleep protected by the stone walls of the fold and the warmth of their companions. But day by day, they need to roam the pastures, eat freely, drink water, frolic, run, explore, play, all guided and watched over by a devoted shepherd. So to eat without being eaten, that's a stress-free sheep's dream. And who wants to be trapped inside all day, day after day after day? Even the best sheep will get tired of each other doing that. They need a safe way to explore a dangerous world, and the shepherd, they need one, especially one that they can trust. They follow their trustworthy shepherd because they know his voice. They can discern his call from those who are seeking to harm them. How? He calls them from the front door and bids them open. He's got the key to their hearts, if you would. They trust him because they know him, because he protects them, even while providing them freedom. We were blessed many times to be in Israel and to be able to watch and see how the shepherds work with their flocks out in the field. And it's fascinating. Of course, now in America, we have a lot of people raising sheep now and different things. And the people that raise sheep become those sheep's shepherd. The shepherd protects them and pastures them while providing them freedom from the pen. They don't need to stay inside those stone walls, which they did years back. They feel protected. Jesus is the good shepherd, and he will protect them within the pasture, out in the wide, wide world, if you would. We are all like sheep, and it's going astray, and we need his protection. Because he's attentive to us, and he watches over us. He doesn't forget us, and he won't take his eyes off of us. And the sheep know it. If you're one of Jesus' followers, you know that he's the good shepherd. But Jesus allows his people to truly live in an unfettered, unobstructed way, even while feeling safe and secure in his care. Now, that's a shepherd to depend on. Nobody wants to stay trapped inside in fear, afraid to truly live in the world as part of a community. Let's fast forward into the 21st century. We need, as people, we are all like sheep, is gone astray, as I mentioned. We are part of God's community. We are part of God's sheepfold, and we do need a good shepherd. Jesus is our good shepherd. And then when he went home to be with the Father, he sent one greater than him, and he was a good shepherd, the Holy Spirit, so that we can take part in every adventure in this world that we live in. God wants to stay available to us. He don't want us to stay in the house when the sun is shining and the grass is green. That's why Jesus is so unique. Now, I'm mixing metaphors between the old days and the new days, but this is why it's so important. He calls them by name, and he leads them out. You know, the Bible says that he has our name written in the palm of his hand. So why do we need to follow him out? Because life happens in the pasture, not in the pen. Say that with me. I think it's important. Life happens in the pasture, not the pen. You all know that's right, I think. If you're hiding in your house for fear of the world, or your church is hiding behind its walls, afraid of its community, no relationships will be found, no mission carried out. But not only that, what stays in one place without fresh air, light, community, and activity will stagnate. And the fighting will begin. That's why Jesus doesn't just stand and guard at the gate. No. There's all kinds of reasons not to leave the sheep in the sheep pen. Sheep can get into all kinds of trouble in bedlam when entrapped too long in the pen. Imagine how you feel, maybe, or know somebody that does feel that way, with stuck with the same people in one room for days on end. Family members, kids, you know, all kinds of disorder can ensue. Grouchiness, orneriness. Now throw a marauder or a troublemaker in the mix. And there are troublemakers out there. Some backdoor intruder. You know, you got some stressed out, anxious sheep to deal with who, while normally be docile and nowhere to flee, can suddenly turn into difficult, panicky, aggressive animals, lashing out and causing pandemonium. Jesus is not going to let that happen. He is our good shepherd. Only an inexperienced, lazy, irresponsible shepherd takes the easy way out. That's what the devil does. He's clear about that in the scripture there in John chapter 10. He sleeps on the job. He can leave the sheep in the sheep pen so they don't need to watch over them constantly out in the fields. The responsible shepherd leads them out so they can eat without fear and escape the confines of their pen. We don't need sheep with cabin fever, after all. I think we all went through that during the lockdowns and COVID. But Jesus provides safety and protection even while providing freedom. Jesus encouraged us to go out into the world, to leave our confines of safe lives and buildings and homes and status quo lives, and to follow him into the vast pastures of adventure and discipleship, knowing that he is watching over us, protecting us, and keeping us from harm as we go. So let's look at what Jesus is telling us in the year 2023. The first thing is, your good and trustworthy shepherd is the one who enters through the front door. No agendas, no side hustles, no sneaking around. The other thing is, your good and trustworthy shepherd is the one who doesn't let you languish in the sheepfold, but calls you out into the wide green pastures to make sure you're properly nourished, socialized, integrated into the world, and more important, to be free. He does not allow you to wallow in deception, disagreements, disillusionments, but sets you upon following him into new places and new adventures, where you'll find joy and grow and learn and thrive. Where will you learn to live in community and to be in harmony, where you make relationships and learn about your world? Your good and trustworthy shepherd is the one who knows that life happens in the pastures, not in the pen. But he will never let you go. He will protect you, guide you, strengthen you, and more importantly, never lead you. You can trust him with your life. You will also know him by his voice, the one you hear in your heart. Come to him when he calls. Follow him where he leads. He's the one who represents the gateway to a better life, a better future, a better world, and a better you. Through the grace and the love of the Holy Spirit, we can hear Jesus voiced and to be in tune to his presence all around you, in your house, in your church, in your community, in your life. And unlike those backdoor charlatans, his voice is the voice of hope. His voice is the voice of peace. His voice is the future. His voice is the love. Now, many of us will be familiar sometimes. We see some paintings sometimes. Jesus knocking at the garden door. Now, one of the reasons this painting is so unique is that the artist had painted no doorknob on the front door. And if you look closely, the doorknob is missing from the painting. Why? when someone knocks at your front door or rings your bell, you still must answer it and let the person in. You may listen for a voice or peer through that little keyhole, but ultimately you must answer the door. My favorite verse of all times is Jesus is talking in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Listen, I stand at the door and knock, and if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into their house and eat with them, and they will eat with me. Jesus will not enter the sheepfold of your heart forcibly. That's why there's no doorknob on the outside, like his predecessors before him. He will, however, call to you, hoping you will answer, so that he can be your shepherd and you his sheep. We all have a choice whether or not we want to answer that call. Then again, do you really want to stay in the crowded pen without a shepherd? Do you really want to risk what happens when someone or something else sneaks in the back door? Do you want to take your chances in this big old wide, wide world without guidance? I don't think so. I think we've done that for many, many years. I don't think we want to go aimlessly through our life without direction, hope, and purpose. Your good shepherd is at the door of your heart. He is knocking and calling you to come to him. Will you open the door and let him in? Better yet, when you open the door, will you follow him out into green pastures? Well, we thank you for the opportunity to come and to minister to you on this online service, and open your heart. The Good Shepherd is here, willing to help you. Yeah, he's not here in the physical realm, but he's certainly here in the spiritual realm. The Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the one who comes alongside, is your Good Shepherd in the year 2023 and in the world we live in today. Invite him in and say, Lord, I want you to stay by my side all through this life, because it's rough out there without a shepherd, and I need your protection, Good Shepherd. Have a good day. God bless.